Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in him. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Pastor Stephen William, New Seasons Ministry, amen, located at 1830 Lamont Avenue in Dallas, Texas. Amen. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you. We're so grateful today because God has some big things in store for us. Amen. We're having a wonderful time at church this morning at 11:15 a.m. Amen. We're going to praise the Lord and give him his just due. But I thank God for the things that we have for us today. Amen. That God is going to bless us in a special way on this radio broadcast. Amen. We're talking about eyes open, wide shut. Praise the Lord. Eyes open, wide shut. Glory to God. Amen. It's a great passage of scripture and study. Amen. I want to share this with you and encourage you. Amen. That God will bless you. Amen. In the word of God that we have for today, that before we get started, amen, let's go together to the throne of grace. Father, we love you, praise and magnify you. We thank you because you're an awesome wonder. We appreciate you, God, because you're still speaking to our hearts today. Father, we ask that you continue to enlighten us, God, that you will continue to anoint us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will continue to show us the way that you have for us to go. We love and appreciate you. Thank you for what you've already done. We're waiting in great anticipation of what you're going to do in this hour and in this day, God. Thank you, God. We bless you in advance in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. I thank God for the reading of the day, eyes wide shut. Praise the Lord that God is going to reveal some things to us through his word, and it's going to be found in 2 Kings, the 6th chapter. Amen. I want to read on just a minute. Amen. And then we're going to study the word of God. We're going to start at 2 Kings, the 6th chapter, in the 14th verse. Therefore, he sent horses and chariots and a great army there, and they came by night and surrounded the city. And when the servant of man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" So he answered, "Do not fear, for those who are with us, glory to God, are more than those that are with them." And Elijah prayed and said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elijah. Praise the Lord. And when the Syrians came down to him, Elijah prayed to the Lord and said, "Strike this people, I pray, with blindness." And he struck them with blindness according to the word of Elijah. Praise God. We thank God for the reading of the word. You know, sometimes we are in situations, amen. We are in circumstances where it seems that even though we're living right, even though we're doing the things that God has called us to do, praise the Lord. And Elijah was just passing the word, amen, to the king, amen, of Syria. He was letting him know that you're going to die, that you're not going to live. You cannot continue, amen, to go against the things of God, praise the Lord, and you're going to be blessed. Sometimes people don't want to hear the truth. Sometimes people don't want to hear the things that's going to cause them to have to examine themselves and look at their lifestyle and how they're going about their business. But God had sent a prophet to let them know that this is not going to continue, that I will judge you, praise the Lord, that your end is coming to a near, and that if you're not going to follow what I have for you, praise the Lord. And so as the king of Assyria, amen, began to hear and wrought these words in his heart, amen, he had sent out a threat, amen, to the city, amen, that he's going to destroy the city. And behold, the man that was with the man of God, or the servant of God, amen, he saw all of these chariots, praise the Lord, and he saw all of these horses, amen, surrounding the city, amen. And he looked at Elisha, praise the Lord. He began to wonder what was going to happen. They were in a perilous situation. situation. He begins to wonder, how are we going to survive this? What is going to happen? And Elisha said, be calm. Have no fear. Recognize that God is with us, and great is he that is with us than he that is against us. Amen. And but you know, they leave people on when they don't have the faith to do what God has called them to do. God has sent them a leader, amen, with a strong word. He'll see them a leader with a vision, amen. See, one thing about a leader, praise God, a leader, amen, that goes before you can see further than you, glory to God. And sometimes when you're following a leader, it seems that he's putting you in the valley of the shadow of death. It seems like he's putting you in harm's way, but the leader has a vantage point, praise the Lord, that is able to see things that you're not able to see. So some of you leaders out there, praise the Lord, it's not your fault, amen, that the congregation is not following you the way they should. They don't have the faith that you have. They don't have the vision that you have. And so you have to pray like Elisha prayed here, that God, you need to open up the eyes of understanding. You need to reveal your arm of salvation. You need to show them, amen, what you've already shown me. And behold, as he begins to pray that for this young man, amen, the Bible says that the young man's eyes begin to open, glory to God. And behold, he saw a mountain that was full of horses and full of chariots of fire that surrounded Elisha, praise God. And as we begin to look at this, praise God, we understand that as we begin to walk in these areas of where there's doom and terror that's all around us, and it seems like that the enemy is winning, praise the Lord, according to what man sees on the outside, and it seems like that none of our efforts are coming to fruition. We need to have faith to know that God is with us, that he'll never leave us, that he'll never forsake us, that he's with us always, even until the end of the world. So as his eyes begin to open, praise God, he recognizes that there was people with us that we didn't even know that were praying for us, praise the Lord, that there's ways that God made out of no way, glory to God. And we find here that the chariots, amen, the fire was surrounding Elijah, so whatever was on the outside could not harm what's on the inside, praise the Lord. That's why I like what the psalmist said, that no weapon that's formed against me shall prosper, glory to God, because God is the one that made the blacksmith, glory to God, the one that made the steel and the iron, glory to God. God has his heart in his hand. The Bible says that vengeance is mine. You don't have to worry about fighting your own battle. You don't have to worry about how it's going to work out. You don't have to worry about how the end is going to come. If God is with you, who can be against you? Nothing can separate you from the love of God. It cannot be heights nor depth. No problems or situations. No things to come, no things present. But when you're in the hands of the Lord, that is the safest place to be. I heard somebody say that he's my refuge, that he is my covering, that he is the very present help in the time of trouble, that he'll never leave me, that he'll never forsake me, that he's with me always, even until the end of the world. So I want to encourage you today, even when it seems that things are not going the way they should. It seems like your enemy is surrounding you all about. It seems like there's no way that you should make it out of that circumstance, or make it out of that situation. I want you to know today that God is able to do anything but fail. He's able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that's working on the inside of us. Now, I don't want to get beside myself, and I'm not trying to rush myself, but I get excited when I think about that all of my friends have forsaken me, and my mother and father have turned away from me, but I will turn my eyes unto the heel of which cometh my help. He's the source of my supply. He is the great I am. He is my buckler and my shield. He is my fortress, and I'm going to trust him with all of my heart. I'm going to trust him with all of my soul. I'm going to trust him in the midnight hour. I'm going to give God glory, and I'm going to give him praise with the blessed assurance that Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of joy divine. This is my God. This is my Savior. This is my all in all. And so I'm going to pass it on to you today. If your eyes are closed, if you can't understand your circumstances, if it seems like you're walking in darkness, you need to get with somebody and say, God, help my unbelief. I believe you, God, but I want to believe you for my circumstance. I want you to believe you for my situation, God. I've seen you do it for others, and I know that you're no respecter of person, but I need you to show up in my life, God. I need you to you just stay in his will, if you just follow after his ordinances, if you just take his word and hide it deep down in your heart, he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. God wants to be with you. He wants to live through you. He wants the glory and the honor to be his because he blessed you, because you're his child. We honor God today because we cannot see everything. But doesn't the Bible declare that eyes have not seen, and ears have not heard, neither have entered the hearts of men what we shall be and what God has in store for us? We need to stop trying to see things with our natural eyes. We need to stop trying to see things as they begin to unfold and just trust God. The Bible says that we trust in God and lean not to our own understanding, but acknowledge him in all our ways. The just live by faith. And the Bible declared in Hebrews 11 chapter that faith is the substance of things that are not, that are unseen, that are tangible through the spiritual realm. But people cannot see faith until they see you standing on the word of God. We have to trust that God is with us. I know sometimes things get bad and it seems like that God has left you a long time ago, but just like the footprints in the sand, it was then that he carried you. God has a great plan for your life. God wants you to succeed. God wants you to be blessed. The Bible says here that as Elijah prayed that the army would be stricken with blindness, and he struck them according to the word of God. And then Elijah said unto them, this is not the way, nor is this the city, but follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek. But he led them to Samaria. So it was when they had come to Samaria that Elijah said, Lord, open the eyes of these men that they may see. And the Lord opened their eyes and they saw, and they were inside Samaria. And when the king of Israel saw them, he said to Elijah, my father, shall I kill them? Shall I kill them? But he answered, you shall not kill them. Would you kill those that you have taken captive with your sword and your bow? Set food and water before them, they may take and eat and know that their master. And then he prepared a great feast for them. After they had drank and eaten, he sent them on their way. Amen. What he wanted to say here, what God is showing me, is that God has to get the glory. God has to get the honor. And really, sometimes God will use your enemies, amen, to help them to see that he's the only real and true God. We love you and we thank you for this opportunity. We bless that you've been blessed by the word of God. Amen. Pastor Steve Ben-William, New Seasons Ministry.